Bitcoin and crypto are likely to keep selling, but will then probably rebound really hard, is what I personally think. And I think that because of what we see on the Bitcoin liquidity heat map here. So let's go over today, this morning, August 26, and then we'll do some bonus analysis on Bitcoin's chart as well. Now, if this colorful chart here is brand new to you, the brightest spots show you at what price point the most amount of liquidations happen, or in other words, where centralized exchanges and market makers make the most amount of money, because if those price points are hit, then they get to take their users' money. That's what happens in leverage trading and margin trading. So you can see just the other day we came down and grabbed this bright yellow spot where the most biggest payday existed for centralized exchanges. Good English, good grammar, Will. And then after that, you can see the next biggest batch is right here, which is just about $107,000. And the amount of leverage positions that would be liquidated is worth about $320 million. That's a nice payday for centralized exchanges. So the market makers, the people that have so much money, they can dictate what happens in the market. They're financially incentivized in a pretty big way for price to come down to about 107K and maybe even grab this liquidity here at 105K. We shouldn't be surprised by that because it's the financial incentive that exists in the market. And now the reason why I say probably a pretty big uptrend then comes after that is because the next biggest batch of liquidity to drive the market would be higher up, at about $120,000. Currently, the liquidation level is $281 million. But as we would get further away from this liquidation zone, this becomes an even brighter and brighter and bigger financial incentive to want to drive the market higher, as well as these additional points here all the way up to $125,000. As you can see, $122,000 has a liquidation level of $211 million. And $125,000 has a liquidation level of $206 million, of which if price comes down here and grabs this liquidity, then these numbers just become bigger. And now Bitcoin on the daily time frame here, if we were to fall to that $105,000 range, that would be just above our 200-day exponential moving average, a super, super strong area of support for Bitcoin's price. So liquidity would get grabbed, the financial incentive would finally be higher up, the market would also be very oversold and finding support on an incredibly important area of support. While at the same time, finding support within these ranges of massive Bitcoin consolidation that happened in the past. We'd probably also hit oversold territory on the weekly timeframe as well. Have a good day, do good things, be good people, make a bunch of money.